Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
So shall we read together from 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen? Can you read it one more time? It's a short one. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the... Praise the Lord. Today, I so appreciate that Pastor and his family are back in church with us. We've missed you guys so, so much, and we are blessed that we are together again. Amen? Appreciate you guys. You know, like Pastor Jack Haynes said last Sunday, who gets to preach in Nairobi Lighthouse Church? It's a privilege. The world over. Amen? Well, I want to share this, that when we lose someone dear to us, one of the most meaningful ways to honor their memory and to grieve well is to keep their legacy alive. Yeah? By sharing stories of their life, reflecting on the wisdom they imparted, and cherishing the lessons they taught us. By doing that, we can transform sorrow into strength. And their experiences become timeless treasures, gifts to carry forward as we navigate our own journeys. Amen? There's a scripture that says that a wise person has a storehouse of treasures, and out of it they bring out treasures both old and new. This season of grief is not meant to be rushed. But also, we can't linger in it indefinitely. Instead, we pause, we reflect, and we ask, Lord, in what you have allowed, what do you want us to learn? In our loss, we trust that even here, God is present. Amen? We trust that God is guiding us to uncover purpose in the pain. Through the life of our beloved mama, Miss Amy, he still speaks. He still speaks through her. Though she's no longer with us, her influence remains. Her wisdom and her values are not confined to the past, because they can live on through us. Praise the Lord. Let us hold these truths close, the truths that we've learned from Miss Amy, allowing her story to shape our story. For even in absence, her life still speaks. So drawing from Miss Amy's rich life, rich legacy, we are kicking off a new series today called A Lifetime Devoted. Amen? Come on. A lifetime. Man, I feel the goosebumps on that. A lifetime devoted. And I'm privileged to bring us the first message. The pastors will be coming and their wives and sharing as well from A Lifetime Devoted. Amen? Many things come to mind that speak of Miss Amy when I think about her. But I couldn't get past this one word as I listed the things that stand out to me in her life. Because I came up with this little list and started writing down everything. But this one word I couldn't get past. The word is consistent. Consistent. A lifetime devoted is a lifetime of consistency. The scripture we just shared speaks of consistency. My beloved brethren, my beloved sisters, my beloved children whoever it is that you're speaking to. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What does it mean to be consistent? A consistent person regularly behaves or performs in a similar way, sticks to the same principles, and maintains a predictable pattern of actions or beliefs. Yeah? Similar ways of behavior, sticking to the same principles, maintaining a predictable pattern of actions or beliefs. A consistent person remains the same in the good times and in the bad times, because they are not guided by circumstances. They are guided by beliefs, values, principles. You know, we could predict Miss Amy's behavior. She had predictable behavior. You guys posted a lot about that. If she knew you were hurting, if she knew you were going through a situation, she will find you and give you one of her famous hugs. Predictable behavior. We knew she would demonstrate care, feeling, empathy, compassion. Predictable behavior. Those of us who are on staff working with her, we always knew she would refer to pastor. She will refer that situation that we are asking, what do we do about this? And we are all kind of wondering what to do, and maybe it's a bit conflicting or controversial. She will refer. That's her behavior. We knew if you ask her opinion about a piece of writing, she will read every word, not scan through, and that she will come back with feedback. Predictable behavior. We knew that she and Pastor will always harmonize on any situation. If they disagreed, it was back there. But in front of us, their children, harmony. Predictable behavior. Predictable performance. It's not a one-time success. Have you ever gone to play darts for the first time? And you pick up the thing and you throw it and voila, bullseye. How many know that's not consistency? That's pure luck. It's not performance based on there's consistent high performance. We knew that whatever Miss Amy put her hands to do, she would do well. That even on a really bad day, she will pass. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what consistency is. It's not I'm so good today and I am really terrible the next day. Consistency is consistent. We could predict her actions. She's the boss, but she'll check the budget with the accountant and make sure that we don't go over. Yeah? Not like some of us that we wouldn't speak of here today. You know, who will show up and say, oops, I think we went over kidogo. We are growing. Amen? We knew she'll be on time. We knew she'll speak up for the mamas. She'll speak up for the parents. She'll speak up for the single moms. She'll challenge us and tell us, you guys, all these events that you are planning, who's going to pay for them if you're planning them all in 1 month? We knew she'll speak up. And it all arose from the solid principles, beliefs, and values. And I'm just going to use the word convictions sometimes to capture all that, because I can't say that all the time. Amen? Miss Amy's values were not for sale. She didn't take on a people-pleasing stance. And she wasn't blown up about by every wind of doctrine, every popular thought, every gospel that showed up. And I know some of you think that predictability is boring. You know, you want to be spontaneous. It may not be that popular, but let me tell you what. Adventure and excitement need to be within the brackets of predictability. The adventure you need or desire, the excitement you like, needs to be within the brackets of predictability. Look at God's world. It's a predictable world. The sun rises from the and sets in the predictable. Look at the moon, so predictable. Even our months are measured around how the moon behaves. The seasons, the rain, the rivers always flow from the mountains all the way down to the sea. Predictable. The way things grow. That's why farmers know exactly how to take care of crops, because things are predictable in God's world. They are consistent. Yeah? But again, look at all the beauty in nature. Look at all the surprises in nature. Look at the splendor. Look at the adventures in nature. You see them and you experience them within the predictable principles that God set into place. Amen? We're talking about consistency. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I hear an amen? And Miss Amy's life reflected God in that way. She put on herself the great responsibility to follow Christ in such a way that she could say, follow me as I follow Christ. That's what Paul said. Follow me as I follow Christ. The first time I ever understood that verse was Miss Amy explaining it. Paul was saying, I am willing to be committed to the principles, the values, the beliefs of the kingdom, so that you have someone to look at, and when you see how I behave, then you know how to follow Christ. Amen? You know, I was privileged to know and work with Miss Amy when she was mostly in the background. As far as public teaching and sharing of the word, I would call it maybe her years of obscurity for some. There were never years of obscurity for me and her, because she was always such a central influence in my life. But she was actively leading with pastor even in those years, and visible in playing the piano and leading worship. But she wasn't actively teaching or preaching on the platform. What she was doing, though, is that she was actively living what she believed, her convictions. I was privileged to be right there in the front seat, watching her walk out her beliefs, her convictions and values, watching her do that with her family, her husband and children, with her team, with her cell members, with our staff, with relationships. I went to her house a lot, by the way, especially back in the early days when some of these people were very young. And we worked together there a lot. We talked a lot. We would be hours just yapping. But it wasn't empty. It was thrashing out ideas and thinking through thoughts, poring over notes, poring over lessons, thinking through everything. Is it right? You know, when she sort of handed over Kids House to me to lead it, then I would bring the lessons and the series to her, and we would talk and ask questions like, is this true, what we want to teach the children? Is it right? Does it include everyone? Is it correct? Is it relatable? Is it fun? Is it clear? And we would be thinking about all those things. And it was awesome. It was wonderful. One of the things I really loved is the snacks we would share during that time. I have to tell you, she made one of the meanest chicken salad sandwiches you've ever tasted. Wah! You don't even know what I'm talking about. It's this thing with mayonnaise, chicken, celery, black pepper. Maybe there was that other spice. What's that Italian spice called? Oregano. Yeah, so yum. Yeah, the kind of thing I am not eating nowadays much for reasons. But it was so good. With served with a nice mug of chai, yeah? Sometimes we would go out. I know I shared that a little bit. We would go out and we would eat. We had a little fun money in our department, which was almost every department in Lighthouse at that time. And we would eat. We went and ate Italian. We went and ate Chinese. We went and ate Indian, you know? Are you guys envious? The staff may be envious. You know what was interesting is that whenever we are at the table and the waiter comes to bring the bill, they'd always place it in front of Miss Amy. And we are like, hiya, when you can't pay. So Miss Amy and I would always laugh at that. And Kumbe, I'm the one who always had the money. So I would take the bill, very obviously, and pay it. And then tip them generously. And we'd both be so happy about that, you know? Miss Amy said, I always ordered chicken. Imagine all these places, I always ordered chicken. Huh? Consistency. No. I was going to say, I disagreed with her. I didn't think it's true. But anyway, my husband agrees with her. But it's consistent, isn't it? That's what we did. We just did life together. Let me tell you, it's even hard to say, these are the stories, or this is what we did, because we just did life together. And out of that living together, I was able to observe consistency. Amen? So I got to know her very well, and she became more than my boss. She became a mentor, a pastor's wife. She was more than a pastor's wife. She became a close friend and certainly a spiritual mama in my life. But my point is what? When eventually she started to step into the pulpit and to get behind the mic, to lead encounters, to teach insight, to teach pep, to share from this pulpit, we didn't suddenly see a whole new Miss Amy emerge. You know, we didn't see somebody who is like now the preacher with a preacher's wife. You know, we just saw Miss Amy. It was the same person who was now availed to everybody. Same mama, same real person, same passion, same vulnerability, same clarity, same desire to get through, to communicate, same heart to pour out everything she has to everyone. It was the same person that we knew. Consistency will make a mark in somebody's life. Consistency secures others. It builds trust and establishes your name. If you want to know what consistency will do for you, it will cause other people to trust you. Dad, husband, if you're consistent, you will be trusted at home. Wife, mama, if you're consistent, you will secure your home. You will be trusted in your home. Student, if you're consistent, your performance will always be high. In the office, if you're consistent, you will find that they'll come to you because they know you're predictable. They can trust you. So how do you grow in consistency? I want to look at that scripture again. Just take the different parts of the scripture and see whether we can help us to grow in consistency. The first part of the scripture says, be steadfast. Be steadfast is what? Be firmly fixed in your conviction. Be firmly fixed in your conviction. Number one is be firmly fixed in your conviction. What are your convictions? What are you convicted about? A long time ago, Pastor preached a message called Conviction, Not Convenience. What solid principles, what solid values and beliefs are you convinced of? Do you subscribe to them? You have embraced them. They are yours. What convictions are you living by? What are they? What is it that guides and builds your relationships, your business, your ministry, your marriage? What is it that guides your words? What is it that guides your actions and your attitudes? What inspires and informs those beliefs and actions? Because we don't just pull them out of the air. They are not things we say, me, I believe this, and it's so wrong. Or this is my value, and we are like, what? That's a value. What is it that inspires and informs them? Remember that little phrase at the end of our verse. It says, in the Lord. So we need to go to the Lord to find what those values should be. Go to the Lord to find those principles. Find what it is that you should be convicted about and hold that onto that steadfastly. We go to the word and we define them. So what are your non-negotiables, church? Do you have non-negotiables? Things that we know, this is what you live by. Faithfulness is a non-negotiable for me. Purity is a non-negotiable. Hearing from God is a non-negotiable. Loyalty is a non-negotiable. Regular church attendance is a non-negotiable. Joy is a value for me. Honesty is a value. A non-negotiable. Harmony, building strong relationships are values. Impact, serving. These are things we value. I could go on and on, but you've got to go and find what it is that is unnegotiable for you. The next word in our scripture is what? Unmovable. Unmovable. Be ye steadfast. Unmovable. You know, unmovable is the picture of your standing, but something seeks to move you. An outside force. Number two is resist outside forces that contradict your convictions. We must learn to resist. Resist is a good word for outside forces that contradict your convictions. It means you're not easily moved by outside forces, by others. You're not easily influenced by the influencers. We are in the generation and the era of influencers. Some good, some, please. You are uninfluenced by anything that is not in the Lord. Remember that phrase at the end of the scripture. If it's not in the Lord, it's not going to influence you. Beware. Brothers and sisters, examine the loud voices that rise against your firm beliefs. Examine those voices. Examine other people's push for this and that. Examine their opinions. All that must be examined. Make sure you have your own stand that is firm and clear. When people act contrary to your convictions, you take a stand. You are unmoved. You are unfazed. You are unafraid. What is it about our current society that we will swallow hook, line, and sinker everything people are saying on social media without question? We are easily moved because it sounds true-ish. There's a bit of truth in there. And because, you know, where there is smoke, there is fire. And so we start following that line of thought. And because they are saying it so nicely, my goodness, do they say it so nicely? And so powerfully and so skillfully. And so we are influenced by it. We are caught up in it. We join the bandwagon. We are so awed by the delivery of their message that we fail to inquire and examine its validity, its truth, its origin. We are not tracing its source. We are not looking at its foundations. We are not asking, who is this person? Where are they coming from? Who are the other people that agree with them? And who are the other people that are preaching the same message? Where is that thinking coming from? And where is this thinking going? Do not allow others to tear down your walls and deconstruct your pillars and tear down everything you believe. Resist, fight, protect and defend your position. Often we easily lose our footing and accept and allow actions and misbehavior that is clearly unchristian because we don't have our own solid convictions. Ephesians 4:14 says, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. The next thing in our scripture is this, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Woo, I love that. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, abounding. What a wonderful word. You know, focus. Number three is focus on serving and growing. Focus on serving and growing. I love the word abounding. Abounding speaks of growth. Abounding speaks of increase, of moving from glory to glory. We are abounding. It gives us the picture of enthusiastic involvement, of multiplication. You know, one of me saying his pet peeves was enthusiasm. Whatever you're doing, do it with a great attitude. Just be happy doing it. You know, enthusiasm is expressing joy in what I do as I give it my best. A great attitude. Consistent people are committed to growth. Consistent people are devoted to the Lord and to the work of the Lord. We grow as we serve and as we learn. We remain teachable and open and pliable. So it's not like we just have this one set of convictions and it never grows. For some of you today, you're going to add consistency to your set of convictions, to your set of values, because you are growing. And growth is expressed through change. We see you changing. We see you making the effort to be different because you have embraced that value. Your values, beliefs, and principles are not a monument of your achievement. They are a stepping stone into what you can do. Your convictions are not a straight jacket for you to endure. They are the foundation for your growth. They are the guidelines for your service. They are your connection to wisdom. When you're guided by convictions, you find wisdom. They are the pillars upholding your purpose. They are the platform you spring from into adventures with God. Amen? By the grace God has given me, Paul said, I laid a foundation as an expert builder. And someone else is building on it, but each one must be careful how he builds. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ in the Lord. And finally, never give up. Number four, never give up. The last part of our scripture says, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Those words, not in vain, feel like they carry with them a whole story. If you've been serving the Lord for any length of time, there's something that resonates with those words, not in vain. The phrase has overtones of anxiety and doubt and fear. And you've been there. You've asked yourself this question, is it all for nothing? Will anyone really believe because I give my life, because I devote my life, because I stay consistent? Will anyone's life be helped, transformed? Am I putting in all this effort and staying steadfast for nothing? No, it's not for nothing. Don't give up. Consistently put your trust in God. Do your part. God knows how to do his. There's a life you're touching. There's an example you're setting. Someone is watching you. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, if we do not give up. It's not for nothing. My brothers and sisters, it's never in vain when it is in the Lord. God honors consistency. Remember Daniel. Daniel was a leader, an administrator who served under four different regimes. Four different regimes. Can you hear what I'm saying? That's a miracle in itself. Mostly godless regimes. He was consistent through it all, through thick and thin. It was not in vain. He served through Nebuchadnezzar, guys with very strange names, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. Cyrus seems a little more common. Remember Joseph, consistent with his parents, consistent in the pit, sold to slavery by his brothers, consistent with Potiphar in the prison, consistent in the palace. It wasn't in vain. Remember Paul. Paul consistently spreading the gospel through shipwrecks, stoning, imprisonment, beating, in it all, seeing over and over again the miracles of God. It wasn't in vain. Remember Pastor Don. Amen. And remember, Miss Amy, amen? I know in my heart, I believe and know as I can know anything. Because I hear the echo from heaven. Well done, good and faithful servant. And how do I know? Because I was eyes watching her. I was eyes living with her, a life living together with her, doing life together, not listening to lessons she's teaching me, but reading from her life. And I pray that we will become the books she didn't write, because others will read from our lives how to live for Christ. Amen. Let's receive the word of the Lord. This is the kind of message where we step up. This is the kind of message where you look inward. Brothers and sisters, this wasn't my word that I'm sharing. I'm sharing a word from a lifetime we have watched. A lifetime that has spoken to us. A lifetime, a life that has gone to be with the Lord. And we can confidently hear the echo from heaven. You good and faithful servant. We hear that echo. Our hearts hear that echo because of how we knew Miss Amy. I want to challenge you today. I ask you to close your eyes, to bow your head. If you can't sleep, your hands up and just say, Lord, show me consistency. Show me consistency. Let the Lord reveal to you areas where your consistency is inconsistency is letting others down. Where you've made excuses. You're cutting yourself slack. You are justifying why you shouldn't be as consistent, as committed to your principles and committed to your convictions as you should be. Come on, open your mouth and just say, God, help me. I need that. I need to say, God, help me. God, show me where I am cutting myself slack, where I'm justifying my inaction and my inconsistencies. Lord, where we are tearing down the gospel we preach by our actions. Lord, show us how to live like you. How to be the same yesterday, today, and in days to come. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.